Good evening. It's good to be with you all this evening. I have a couple of questions tonight, but let's start with these. What is in a name? How important is a reputation? And should I care about how others see me? You know, we base many of our daily decisions on the reputation of a brand. You might even say that a person's reputation is their brand. Titanic was once a name synonymous with wealth, power, and pride, yet 108 years ago today, it became a symbol for death and destruction. We read in Genesis 11 about people who wanted to make a name for themselves, but their motivation was grounded in arrogance and pride. God had other plans for them. Today, the name of their city means a confused noise made by a number of voices, Babel. Let's face it, people generally do business or associate with whom they trust, so good reputation is vital for success. Everyone has a reputation, good or bad. Let's explore the positive influence of a good reputation. The positive influence of a good reputation. The Christians are called to have a good name, a good reputation. Why do you suppose that is? Well, we should look at what the Bible teaches about the importance of a good name. A positive influence is precious. In the wisdom books of the Bible, Proverbs 22:1 tells us, a good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. In Ecclesiastes 7:1, we read, a good name is better than precious ointment. Let's read the New Testament about what Jesus says about the positive influence Christians can have on a sinful world in Matthew 5, verses 13 through 16. And remember that salt was a precious commodity in the first century when he spoke these words to his disciples. Matthew 5, 13 through 16. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its flavor, how shall it be seasoned? It is then good for nothing but to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden. Verse 15, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. When you became a Christian, born again, were you ready to be a positive influence? Were you ready to be the salt of the earth, the light of the world? No, a positive influence is practiced. Whether you are a relatively new Christian or have spent decades following God's will, a positive influence is practiced by the way Christians love one another. Jesus taught the importance of love in John's Gospel, chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. Jesus said to his disciples, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this, all will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. John not only wrote what Jesus said in his gospel account, but he later taught the same in his epistle, 1 John 4, verses 7 and 8. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Yes, God is love, yet he still has enemies. We can read Matthew 5, verses 43 and following verses to learn what Jesus teaches about how Christians should treat their enemies. Jesus said, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemies. But I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. And pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. In verse 48, therefore, you shall be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. God's love for his enemies is grounded on the inspired writing in 2 Peter 3:9 that he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. A person living in sin is God's enemy because without repentance, a person is doomed. The Bible clearly spells out that a person who does not live according to God's will is living in sin. Therefore, a person living in sin cannot be following Christ and cannot be a Christian. But God always wants to welcome his enemy who finally repents, and so should Christians. The Apostle Paul exhorts first century Christians in Philippians 1:27, "Only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel." How will Jesus see us when he comes? A positive influence is persistent. It is persistent through descendants. Persistent through descendants. When we teach our children, we reach future generations who need to learn God's word and develop a good reputation for the glory of God. Teach your children to teach their children to teach their children, and so on, down through the generations. Ephesians 6, verses 1 through 4, and Proverbs 22, verse 6. A positive influence is persistent even after death. By faith, Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it, he being dead, still speaks. Hebrews 11:4. Abel lives on by his positive influence recorded in the Bible. In conclusion, reputation is important, and it matters what others think of Christians. Good reputation is noticed in the way we bring the gospel to those who are living in sin. Have you ever tried to win an argument by starting off telling someone that they are wrong? How did that go? Instead, shine your light in a world of darkness so others will hear and believe the gospel message, so they all should come to repentance, surrendering their earthly temptations in order to follow a path to holiness, confessing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Then they will obey the gospel message and be baptized for the remission of sin and arise to walk in a new life. If you are ready to follow God's plan to salvation, or if you need the prayers of the church, please follow the instructions coming onto the screen shortly and let your needs be known as we sing the song of invitation.